Because mid-level stratus is not an important aviation hazard, not usually, the aviation-focused IFR probability field shown here was developed to screen out regions of mid-level stratus and highlight only regions of fog on the ground. That product is shown here over Texas. In regions around Dallas, where the brightness temperature difference product on the previous page had a strong signal, IFR probability is low. That's because IFR probability incorporates model output. If the model output does not show low-level saturation, then it's unlikely that there is fog present. IFR uses this rapid refresh data to screen out regions of not interesting mid-level stratus and allow a forecaster to direct more focus to a potential transportation hazard. Brightness temperature difference fields cannot detect low clouds in the presence of cirrus, because emissivity differences of the low clouds aren't apparent to the satellite when cirrus blocks the view. In those cases, an example of which is shown in Louisiana, model data can provide information about low-level saturation even when satellite data are incomplete, and alert a forecaster to the potential presence of reduced visibility.